Well, this week, a group from the Southeastern Produce Council will visit South Carolina here to tell us more. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, I believe you've met with this group before. Is that correct?
I have on several occasions. If I had to guess, I'd say this is probably the 10th or 12th year that they've been coming through, and it's called Step Up. And sounds like a dance routine, but it is the Southeast Training an education program for upcoming produce professionals.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Step Up.
Yeah.
Now, what these are just folks just like that who are coming into the produce business as buyers for grocery chains or wholesalers, and they'll be the front line of communication with our farmers. They'll select a group, mostly probably in their late 20s, 30s, I don't know, new to the business, and they'll come. And they'll get to visit some of our farms in South Carolina. And we establish relationships with them. But we let them see what's available in South Carolina. We want them to have a successful career in the produce business. So we engage with them. And we think it's beneficial for them and for South Carolina farmers.
Well, absolutely. So now they take a tour, as you mentioned, of some farms. What are some farms and locations on the list this time?
We got a good selection. They're going to Walter Farms over at Aiken, Titan Farms, our large peach operation in Edgefield, W.P. Rawl, we talked about them in Lexington, Coosaw Farms down in Allendale, Fairfax area, great watermelon, blueberry operation, City Roots right on the edge of Columbia, which now is growing in greenhouse facilities, and then finally, they'll engage with our consumer protection folks that we have all the responsibilities for the produce safety rules that all of these farms abide by, and that as a buyer, a professional in the produce industry, they need to have a full picture of who does what and whatnot. So pretty encompassing education program, just like it's designed to do. So that's why we engage with it and with them for the reasons we talked about. Help them do better and help them get to know some South Carolina farms. Martin Eubanks, who was with us forever, was instrumental in helping to start this education program. And I think they have an award named for Martin, you know, who passed away after he retired. So we've been very involved. I'm thinking it, again, covers Florida, Carolinas, around Alabama, maybe Mississippi, but it is that southeastern states that we all sort of grow a similar crop mix, and these folks can, if they seed in one state, they probably get an idea of what all the states look like.
The produce business, like so much in agriculture and agribusiness, is all about relationships, isn't it?
That it is. A lot of folks work off of transactions and one-offs and whatnot, but in the produce business, you want to build relations so that when things are great, you can move more product, and when things get challenged, you've built a colleague that you can count on to help you through some rough patches. That's the message I always get from my friends who are in the business, that when there's a challenge, whether it's a transportation issue, some type of thing, if you built relationships, there's a good chance everybody will pull together to get through it. So that's why doing things like Step Up are so important.
Well, it's occurring this week. A group from the Southeastern Produce Council stepping up to South Carolina. And to tell us all about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.